Lewis, guess what? Amazon and Walmart are now having a real showdown, and it's not with swords or shields, but with their sales events.
Oh, really? So what's the big deal here?
Well, they both decided to set their big annual discount periods for the same dates this year. Amazon shifted its Prime Day to match Walmart's previous start date and made it longer, from 2 days to 4.
I see, and Walmart didn't back down.
No, they held their ground and even extended their sales period from 4 days to 6. The Walmart deals will be online and for the first time in their 4,600 US stores.
That's a significant move. They're really trying to capture more of the market.
Exactly. Sky Canaves from eMarketer says they're in a heated competition for US consumer loyalty. Amazon set the early date this year and other retailers are either matching or trying to get an even earlier start.
So, what's the current market share for Amazon in the US e-commerce space?
Amazon still holds a dominant position with over 40% of online sales, but Walmart, the biggest bricks and mortar retailer, is giving them a run for their money.
Right, and they've been investing heavily in their online infrastructure.
Yes, their e-commerce sales are growing by more than 20% a year. That's pretty impressive.
And what about the financials for Amazon's Prime Day?
Prime Day, which Amazon started in 2015, is expected to generate $23 billion in gross merchandise value over 4 days this year, according to Bank of America.
Wow, that's a lot. But I suppose it's not all smooth sailing for them.
You're right. Analysts note that competition from other retailers like Walmart, Target, and Best Buy has increased during Prime Day. But despite that, Justin Post from Bank of America believes the event will remain a positive driver.
And what about Walmart's strategy?
They're focusing on improving delivery speeds, expanding their online inventory to over 500 million items, and positioning themselves as a high-tech e-commerce player.
That's quite a big claim, right?
It is, but their US e-commerce unit reported $79 billion in sales last year, so they're making some serious moves.
And how are third-party sellers reacting to this competition?
Jared Mason, a VP at Patton, one of the biggest third-party sellers on Amazon, said they're placing more emphasis on Walmart's platform. He mentioned that Amazon isn't as dominant as before, which is benefiting them.
That's interesting. So the competition is pushing Amazon to change their behavior and creating opportunities for others.
Exactly, Lewis. This is a fascinating development in the retail sector. It shows how market dynamics can change when a strong competitor enters the scene.
Yeah, and it's not just about the big names. It's also about the smaller players finding their niche in this competitive landscape.
Absolutely. So, as we keep an eye on this, it'll be interesting to see who comes out on top in this sales war.
And how it affects consumers in the long run. After all, they're the ones who benefit from the discounts and the choices.
Definitely. Well, that's what we have for you today. Stay tuned for more updates on this and other business news. Lewis, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure, Alice. Until next time.